The 2021 Las Artistas Art and Fine Craft Show will be held on November 20th and 21st at the historic Epic Rail Yard Event Center located at 2201 East Mills Avenue. The annual show features something for everyone, including great art and fine crafts, El Paso's finest food trucks, and emerging artists. Here to tell us all about it are Susana Visconti and Laura Caballero. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Marina.
Every year, Las Artistas is kind of a big deal. I know a lot of folks get their Christmas shopping done there. So I have a feeling that you all timed it perfectly just for people like us. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is just a tradition now. And I think we've always had the show, but I think it's perfectly timed for right before Christmas.
It is always the weekend before Thanksgiving. It's easier for everyone to remember.
Susana, you are currently the board president, but you're also a maker. I know this year you're not going to be selling your wares, but will you tell us about your experience in selling when you were a maker and what that's like versus, you know, serving on the board and not selling? Is it hard?
It's hard. It's been a different year. So let me just share a little bit, Marina. I have been going to the Las Artistas show for many, many, many years. And my mother is the one that introduced me to this. I don't know, for those of you who don't know this, it's been in existence since 1970, and it's evolved. And my mother used to take me, she would just show me, and she's like, look, Zena, this is what you need to look for. This is what you have to decorate your home with. This is art. And so I was always excited to do this with her. So when I first got accepted to Las Artistas with 2017, as an emerging artist, I was so thrilled. I do ceramics just on the side, just for therapy. I was so thrilled and excited and just pleased. And so the tradition of, it was just a different experience as an emerging artist. And I participated 2 years. And then this last year, obviously we had a huge interruption because of COVID. So we did not have a show. And so this is the first year that I'm going to be there without really being an artist. So I'll let you know how it goes. You know, it's a whole different aspect. I think it's going to be a knockout show. We plan to just kick it out of the ballpark, and we hope that everybody attends this year. We've got a lot of nice surprises planned.
I'm sure that you will. Every year, it's a fantastic show. So before I ask Laura a question, I just have another question about your mother. Is she an artist or art appreciator, or what was it about her that drove you to that?
She was not an artist, just an art appreciator. And she introduced, you know, my siblings and myself to the arts, to music, to ballet. And I'm getting a little sentimental because I lost my mother this year. She died at age 90. So this is going to be a little bittersweet for me to participate in the show in a different way, knowing that, you know, she's the one that introduced me to Las Artistas.
But what a beautiful way to honor her. I love it. And I didn't know, I'm sorry to hear about your loss, but you know that art lives forever, right? And we kind of keep these memories. Okay, Laura. So you, I'm not going to judge you here, but I'm thinking maybe you're a little bit out of your mind. So you're the event chair and you're also a creator and selling. How is that going for you? Because this is not a small feat you have undertaken.
It is definitely not a small feat, but it is just very enjoyable. As Sana was mentioning it, we didn't have a show last year, and trust me, everyone on the board really missed it. It's just part of our lives. I've been helping with the show for years now, and so not having a show last year was really weird. It was a weird experience. I'm happy doing it. It is really a joy. That weekend goes by so fast, even though there are hours, you know, hours and hours, you know, making sure that the booths are ready, making sure that everything is, you know, ready to open the doors at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. It goes by so fast, and I missed it so much. And this year, I just said, you know what, let's do it. I haven't done anything in the last couple of years, so I'm sure it will be a great show. And not just for me as a vendor, but also for everyone else and for us as a board. We have a few surprises down our sleeves, as Susana was mentioning, and we really hope that everyone will be out there Saturday and Sunday, the weekend before Thanksgiving.
And Laura, you are a jewelry maker, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And how much time ahead of the show do you start to produce your wares for Las Artistas?
It is a long timeline because the application opens in March. So in March, you already have to have, you know, a very good idea what you're going to be producing.
And in the application, you send photos. So you're already kind of like, you've already started by the time you submit your application. I guess I started in March and then, you know, rested for a little while. And then now I'm full on, you know, standing and hammering while I watch TV in my living room. So, yeah, you really get to wear a lot of hats, but it's really fun.
Y'all keep alluding to some surprises. I'm not going to try to like finagle them out of you, but why don't you tell us about the things that we can expect for someone that's never been? Because we're old timers here. Like you said, I mean, it started in the 70s. I've been going forever. You've been going forever. But there's got to be some folks listening that haven't been. What can they have to expect?
So first of all, we're launching a new thing, and we have partnered with Patrick Avalon of El Paso. And he generously designed our logos for this year. We want to establish kind of a new thing. And so we're going to be selling Las Artistas t-shirts. And that's going to be launched very soon, probably this week. They've been printed at Proper Print. And so it's his logo. And it's Las Artistas. Every year we want to basically ask a different artist. This is kind of starting a tradition of having a show logo portrayed on a t-shirt or on a poster. And then the second thing is we've invited three muralists to come and do a live exhibit on Saturday afternoon. And there people will actually get to see how they work. And then we will be able to auction these in our silent auction.
That's fantastic. That's so cool. What kind of artist vendors do you all have? I mean, you always have a great variety of artist vendors. I mean, I'll let you all tell us who we have coming. And you don't even have to get specific. Just tell me the types of things we can see.
Of course, you're going to be able to buy Patrick Avalon merch. I know we all run to get those whenever they're available, so you're going to be able to do that. We have Tino Ortega. He's actually a vendor this year.
And we've got artists that apply from all over. So yeah. Basically, our it ranges from, you know, print, painting, jewelry, ceramics, glass, sculpture, I believe leather.
We have a very fine leather new vendor. We have painting, metal, yeah. Ceramics. And this year we have a new category that's recycled. So I'm very, very excited to see. I mean, I know what they're selling, but I'm very excited to see what they are selling.
Let's talk about the emerging artists, because it's really important how you all support emerging artists. And Susana, you went through that experience. Will you tell us about the artists, or you know, how you qualified to become an emerging artist and how you get to be in there and what that experience is like?
Yes, of course. So we have a wide range of, the category can be very broad. So it can be either someone who just graduated from an art degree, you know, like I graduated from Merrill Smithing and then I started as an emerging artist as well. So it can be someone who just graduated and knows how to do art, but they're starting in that vending capacity, right? It's hard as a new artist to have the guts to speak to people and explain your piece. And this is what it is. This is how I made it. And so that's what the emerging artist is for. And we also have very prolific, you know, proficient artists who they've done work maybe at a gallery and they've, you know, they just haven't had that, again, vendor capacity. So it really, I'm a metalsmith by, you know, that's my degree. And Susana here is a lawyer, but her hobby is ceramics. So it really is a wide range of aspects on how you can qualify for it.
And it allows an opportunity for people like us. So basically, if you've had vendor experience and if you, you know, show your things at a gallery, most likely than not, you won't be accepted as an emerging artist. So it's more inexperience that will get you in. And it's just a great opportunity. And we afford that opportunity. In fact, we had to turn away. We had so many applicants this year, Marina. Yes. I mean, it was just incredible. We're so tickled. We had over 100 applicants this year and we had to turn them away because we only have so much space. And then I think the largest group were emerging artists. So they're percolating here in El Paso. You know, this is an art city. And so that's what we want to promote, that Las Artistas is always trying to promote art.
Yeah, our mission is to promote art in the city. And I hear all these stories from my artists. This year we have Grover Sterling. His mother was Tina Sterling, and she was one of the
few ladies who started Las Artistas back in the 70s. So I just think that's amazing. It's going full circle. And hopefully, you know, that's how the organization gets to keep living. And we're just excited to see all those things happening. We also have Jan French. She used to participate, I think she was telling me 30 years ago, at the Sun Park racetrack. She said that they had it back then in there. So I just think that's wonderful. She's doing it, you know, 30 years ago and now this year again.
It's fantastic. So why do you all do it? Because I know it's not easy. What's your why?
My why, one of my majors is metal smithing, and part of our project each year was to participate in Las Artistas. It really, you know, gave us so many things as an artist, you know, learning how to work under pressure, learning how to talk to people, how to price your pieces, you know. It was a great growing experience. Every year, Las Artistas semester was the best semester. And then after graduation, you're kind of like, you miss that aspect, right? And fortunately, I was brought over, you know, to volunteer, quote unquote, and I just kept doing it ever since. So I graduated in 2013, and here we are, 2021, and it's just part of what we do now. Like, it's a family thing. It's my mom is always like, oh yes, it's November, it's Las Artistas. Mm-hmm. So it's just part of, you know, it becomes part of you, I think.
What about you, Susana?
I think my why is we just, it's art, and we have to promote art in El Paso. You know that Las Artistas is the only nonprofit that has a juried fine art show. And we've got to keep it, Marina. We've got to keep it because other cities have fine art shows. And so we've got to keep this venue to introduce the public, youngsters, just like when I was younger and my mother took me, you know, to introduce them and to keep this whole art aspect flowing in the city, all types of art. And that's why it's important to keep this organization alive. We've been alive since 1970. I think that speaks wonders. And we just, you know, we just got to keep on kicking and keep on putting the show on and making it very interesting for all El Pasoans.
Well, there you have it. We are all invited to Las Artistas. It happens this year, November 20th and 21st. Today, my guests have been Susana Visconti and Laura Caballero. Thank you so much. I wish you the best show. Do you say break a leg, or what do you say to artists that are about to go sell wares? Is there something?
Good luck.
Yeah, we can wish you good luck. Yeah. Good luck at Las Artistas. I will definitely see you there. I know it's going to be a smash. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you, Nadia. Bye-bye.